Hello, everyone. You are listening to The Good Stuff, Kim and Mike Burge out of the Sandhills of Nebraska.
Your invitation to the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale, Mother's Day Racing, coming up starting at 1 o'clock this Sunday. Of course, that is Mother's Day, and live simulcast from Churchill Downs again. And the activities will pick up again with the Josh Turner concert May 16th. And of course, all of the activities, including the trade show, horse races, wild horse races, and much, much more, including mutton busting, coming up on the 17th, 18th, and 19th. The world famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale, Mile City, Montana.
And pause for a moment, and you'll discover Tri-State Livestock News, the commercial cattleman's publication, delivering comprehensive agricultural coverage for decades, a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight. This is a publication with incredible credentials, and it warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, available online at tsln.com or in print.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County this summer. When you're planning your next adventure, go to visitvalentine.com. Check out Merritt Reservoir, a nice walleye fishery, as well as International Dark Skies, the first one in the state of Nebraska, home of the Nebraska Star Party, coming up later this summer. And the Quiet Trails, the first in the Northern Hemisphere and second only in the world. Quiet Trails International, designated the Niobrara National Scenic River right here in Cherry County. Check it all out. Visit valentine.com.
And Mike, I think it's time for a little bit of Mother's Day celebrating. Of course, coming up this Sunday is Mother's Day, so make sure you're ready for that. And we have something here that was sent in by Julie French from Ortonville at the radio station there, KDIO. And this is called To Be a Mom. A mom will break her own heart in pieces and glue those pieces into your heart that is broken. She will tie your hair impatiently and run back to fetch your favorite toy, even if it makes her late. She will pull the feathers from her wings and lovingly add them to yours just to make sure that you can fly higher. She will use her last bit of energy at the end of a long day to wipe the tears from your sad face. A mom is the one person who will always see the beauty within you. She is the one person who will believe that you only deserve the best and bend backward to ensure that you get it. To be a mom is to understand that at times you will have to stand alone against the world. I only realize now why Cinderella's stepmom was so nasty and Mama Bear's porridge was always cold. I only realize now why Snow White was alone in the woods and why Little Red Riding Hood's granny so gray, old, and sick. Because the days of motherhood were just too long and the years much too short. And many, yes, many days, a mom's plate of food is just too cold too often. Luckily, there are silver linings, especially around much darker clouds. On days you need to see that silver lining the most. The price of being a mom can be found in listening to the most precious of laughter of your child, sounding like water gently gurgling over smooth river stones. It is the privilege of hearing a little human that you helped bring into this world say, "Mama, I love you," and you know it comes from their tiny heart. I believe that you only grasp the true value of a mom the day you become a mom yourself. It is only then that you realize the power in a mom's prayers. At times, the title mom also brings the deepest of hurt and pain. But let's be honest, to have a mom and to be a mom is the highest privilege anyone can be blessed with. Author unknown, it's called To Be a Mom.
And who submitted that to us?
That is Julie French, KDIO, up in Ortonville, Minnesota.
When one door closes, another door opens. But we so often look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the ones which open for us. That was said by Alexander Graham Bell. A couple of other nuggets of wisdom to close up today. Like a parachute, your mind only functions when it's open.
Ooh, that's good. I'm going to work with that today.
And we are judged by what we finish, not by what we start. So something to think about today as we wind things up and head into Mother's Day weekend. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.